I have a question for you. Have you ever watched a million-dollar earner speaking from stage at your company's event and thought to yourself, wow, with all that money they're making and how well they're doing in their business, it must be so easy for them to recruit just about anybody they want? And the truth is, it is easy. Here's a picture of over 80 people at one of my company's events whom signed up with me in my program over the course of just one weekend. Their commitment to building their business ultimately resulted in $1.2 million in income into my business in just one year, just from these folks alone. How, you might ask? Well, I suspect you might already know. I get to benefit from the same unfair advantage all the top earners in your company already enjoy. I have a ton of people who know, like, and trust me. I'm already successful, therefore I have tons of credibility, and I have a reputation for helping others create success. So when I gave these folks the opportunity to work closely with myself and my team, they leapt at the opportunity and they were pretty excited, as you can see. But here's the kicker. While I now benefit from the advantages that come with being a top earner, this type of unfair advantage actually managed to be created before I was ever a top earner in network marketing. In fact, my first 2 years in network marketing completely destroyed all my credibility that I may have had with my hottest prospects in my warm market and made me the laughingstock of my friends and family. Now, let's rewind a bit, because when I got started in network marketing, I actually had credibility as a successful scientist and graduate of one of the most prestigious universities in the world, and I even worked on top secret space programs for the US government at the young age of 26. Simply put, my friends and family thought I was smart, and when I spoke, they tended to take what I said seriously. And that helped me in my first year in network marketing, and I had an okay year. Using traditional methods taught to me by my upline, I made a list of 100 friends and family and approached my warm market. I prospected strangers in public and in social gatherings. I hosted dozens of home meetings, and I invited people to a dozen more hotel meetings. And I can't even remember how many one-on-ones and three-way calls I did, but it was a lot. At the end of that year, I had personally sponsored 17 people into my business and actually made about $3,173 in commissions. Unfortunately, I put about $16,083 in travel, hotel room stays, event tickets, tools, auto ship, and many other expenses on my personal credit card. And I absolutely hated almost everything I was being asked to do to build my business. And in my second year, network marketing was even worse because my credibility had pretty much run out. 90% of the people I had recruited in my first year had quit, and the other 10% weren't doing crap with my warm market tapped out and my cold market production drying up. My income literally went down to a measly $927.08. What's even more tragic is that I had run up my credit cards by another $27,311 with more travel, hotels, event tickets, more tools, auto ship, and a bunch of other stuff. By the time I had prospected my last stranger, signaling the end of my traditional MLM career, I was over $60,000 in debt and my home was in foreclosure. Needless to say, my credibility was shot. Fortunately, the reason I had quit traditional MLM was not because I had quit MLM altogether. It was because I had found these two gentlemen. These two network marketing pioneers, whom traditional networkers dare not speak their names, are Tim on the left, who you might already be familiar with, and his partner Mike on the right. They both introduced me to a completely new approach to network marketing, which revealed to me how to use the internet to create that same unfair advantage of a top earner, even though I was $60,000 in debt and had failed miserably in my network marketing career for the first 2 years. What they shared with me for now, I will call the unfair advantage loophole. And as my mentors did 12 years ago, I will now share with you how to create your own unfair recruiting advantage and attract an endless flow of highly interested and qualified prospects for your business, and get your prospects to happily pay for your business expenses and auto ship even before they sign up for your business, so you don't pay the price I did. Now, who am I? My name is Fernie Ceballos, here with my beautiful wife, Shireen, and I'm a Mexican-American born in East Los Angeles to immigrant parents. I was kind of a nerd in school, and which helped with two things. One, I was bullied quite a bit in school, and two, I got really good grades and finally escaped the bullies by being accepted to and attending one of the world's most prestigious technical universities, the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, otherwise known as MIT. If you aren't familiar with it, it's the same university Tony Stark studied at before he became, well, Iron Man. At this point, I had not only gone to a great school and got good grades, but I was also afterwards able to land a really good job. I worked in the aerospace industry on the defense side of things, working on top secret space stuff for the US government, including missile defense. And while that sounds pretty cool, honestly, I hated it. It was a completely unfulfilling Dilbert cubicle existence, having to wake up early, battle morning traffic, work the 9-to-5. The blueprint I had followed perfectly to achieve the American dream, for me, was a massive disappointment. Not knowing what to do, I went back to school and got my master's in engineering from USC. And it was while there that I met a guy who would eventually invite me to a business meeting at his house, which turned out to be network marketing. And while I didn't like the idea of doing network marketing, I literally didn't have any other options which would rescue me from my job. So I got started in network marketing as a distributor in 2005 and hit the ground running. The part where I crashed and burned you already know about. However, in late 2006 was when I stumbled upon the strategies from Tim and Mike on how to take my network marketing business online, and it literally kept me from quitting network marketing altogether. 2 years later, I was able to quit my job, and I hit six figures in network marketing in 2009, in addition to three additional six-figure income streams. I had my first seven-figure year in 2012, and I have since grossed well over $20 million in my home businesses. And to be honest, what I teach my students in creating their own unfair advantage is even more advantageous today due to the factors I will explain in just a moment. So with that in mind, let's get you started right now with a simple question. Which of these best describes your current situation? A, you've been building offline. So if you've been building offline, you've burned out your warm market. Your friends and family probably think you're crazy for doing network marketing altogether. You've spent countless evenings away from home and from family. And if you do home meetings, you still have people crowding your personal space, and you still got to figure out what to do with your kids. And let's face it, prospecting strangers all the time sucks. I mean, everywhere you go, it's like everyone has the word prospect painted on their forehead. And every time you speak to somebody, you always have an agenda. And that agenda is how you're going to recruit this person into your business. Sucks, right? Now, if you tried building on social media the wrong way, and very likely the wrong way is if your company is teaching you to post photos of your products or anything with your company's logo on it on your personal profile, this is the result. Your friends and family are tired of you posting about your business and pretty much view you as a spammer, and they think you're crazy and have you blocked and ignore your Facebook messages, which are likely all about your business. And even after all this, you continue to friend request strangers you don't know so you can add more prospects to your spam newsletter, if you will. And these new friends block you as well, ignore any private messages you send them, or worse yet, get angry with you and very likely will unfriend you at some point. At this point, your network marketing company or your upline, whoever's telling you to do this, has pretty much trained you to be a human spam bot. Now, if you've tried building on social media the right way, results can be very slow to come by. Your posts aren't catching anyone's interest or maybe not working like they once did. No one is asking for more info about your products or business. Prospecting is time-consuming and inefficient, and maybe you're growing tired of being fake social. And you're constantly friending new people to be fake social with, and no matter how much work you put in, duplication and leverage that was promised is simply not kicking in. In all three of these scenarios, you're left with a few or no qualified prospects, you're making little or no money, or even spending more money than you might be making, and you find yourself spending most of your free time prospecting new people you just added to your friends list, and you're no closer to financial freedom than when you started. There literally is no end in sight, and that dream of firing your boss, you're not even close. Now, for those of you who are near or have achieved six figures through sheer hustle and grind, first of all, congratulations. I'm truly humbled and impressed that you're watching this and checking us out. However, the ugly truth about six figures in network marketing is this. You're very likely still have very little time freedom. You're still recruiting heavily to backfill all the attrition you're experiencing. And in addition to the recruiting, as your team grows, you need to spend time to train and support your team. And you spend days or even weeks every month traveling, conducting meetings for your team and to support your team. And you've become the chief problem solver with few leaders in your organization to leverage. The demand for your time is simply out of control from time vampires from all directions. On top of that, there's not much money left over after meals, travel, hotel stays, event tickets, tools, and not to mention incentives and prizes you pay for to keep your team motivated. Bottom line is that the time freedom and financial freedom which you thought would accompany a six-figure business is pretty much non-existent. Now, what if having interested prospects and exciting new team members became something you could attract with a push of a button? How would your business be different if at the very least you didn't have to spend the time you currently spend prospecting, recruiting, and backfilling attrition? How would you now spend that time? How would your income be impacted? Take a moment to think about what would happen if attracting new team members became almost completely passive and you can focus on other aspects of your business. Here are some of the faces of people we recently helped create this type of unfair advantage in their business. Kate McShay on the left recently had her first seven-figure year after working with us for the past 4 years. And Tyson on the right, after 15 plus years of failing in network marketing, created a recruiting bonanza his first year working with us and became a top earner in two separate opportunities using what we taught him. And the folks in the middle, I'll actually be sharing their stories in just a moment. But first, I want to let you know that while these results are by no means typical and are truly exceptional, you'd be amazed at what is possible with the right training and, of course, hard work, commitment, and a willingness to learn on your end as well. Now, let's talk about this topic of the unfair advantage because I now want to reveal to you what exactly this is and how to get it. Let me ask you a question. Have you ever seen somebody in your company who is already successful in another area of their life, who was well-known, respected by other people, and within a few weeks of joining the business, recruits droves of people into the organization? If you've seen this, just simply raise your hand to yourself and go, yep, I've seen it. All they do is send an email or maybe a group text to a bunch of people. They invite them to their house, and literally with a push of a few buttons on their phone, they've recruited a bunch of people into their business. Well, here's the thing, that person offline already had the trust and respect of those people who jumped into his or her business. They had a brand which compelled people to tell themselves, well, if John is doing this, then I know it's a good thing. John is smart, he's honest, he's successful, so I'm all in. Now, if you're a waiter, on the other hand, and you're 23 years old, you likely don't have a brand to draw from. Your friends might be partying too much and too busy chasing boys or girls to even care about business, nor do they see you as somebody who knows the first thing about being successful, being in business, and your family, while they still love you, probably think you're crazy for doing this pyramid thing. Am I right? Now, eventually, no matter how strong of a start any networker has, branded or unbranded, eventually they will run out of people who know, like, and trust them, and the playing field pretty much evens out. Now what? Well, the good news is that you can actually build an everlasting brand and be far, far, far more powerful, compelling, and way bigger than anything you've ever seen offline, and it can be done pretty quickly. Now, if you're paying close attention, I already revealed to you the unfair advantage and what it actually is. It's called having a brand. But what is a brand really? You may have heard people talk about building a brand in the network marketing space, but they rarely explain what exactly that means. Well, a brand is a multiple of your following, your reputation, your results, and your investment in that following. Now, your following may consist of your friends, but let's think bigger here. Let's think about the power of social media and the internet. Your following may also consist of your social media followers or your friends on social media. And if you're really taking things up a notch with attraction marketing, it can include your email list. So you can build a following through social media or an email list, as I will explain. Your reputation consists of your relationship with that following and your past actions and how they reflect on who you are or what people think you are. Your results consist of, well, your results, the successes you've had in life, your financial success up until that point, or the results you've helped create for others. Your investment in your following is your contribution, the impact you've had on these people. Notice how this is a multiple of these four things. Like a table with four legs, these four things have to be strong in order to give your brand power and stability. We'll be showing you how to build these up quickly from scratch, even if none of these are in place for you right now as of yet. Now, let's fast forward a bit into your business future and answer this question for me. How would your business be different if you had a large social media following of people who know, like, and trust you? Imagine the impact that that might have on your business. How would you leverage that? What would it do for you? Now, how would your business be different if you had a large email list of people who know, like, and trust you, whom you can send a mass email to at any time? What impact would that have with one or both of these assets? How would your business be different if you had either one of these or both of these? Would recruiting be easier for your business? Would it take you less time to recruit people into your business and enable you to focus on other aspects of your business? Would you be able to hand off leads and prospects to your downline who are actually producing for you so that they can build your organization in depth and you wouldn't need to, and you can focus on developing people? Think of the impact that a large social media following or a large email list of people who know, like, and trust you can have in your business. This is what we help people like you achieve. First and foremost, we need you to understand that Elite Marketing Pro is a training and mentorship platform, so everything here is done with the intention of making you better at building your brand and ultimately building your network marketing business. And when you are building a brand for the purposes of building your network marketing business, that is what's known as attraction marketing. Attraction marketing was first introduced into this profession in a massive way by the gentleman I spoke about earlier. His name is Tim Irwin, and with him, attraction marketing was born via this exact community training platform and system over 12 years ago. He was once my mentor who helped turn my struggling, indebted, and soul-sucking business into an eight-figure online empire. Now I'm proud to say he is my business partner, and the guy in the middle is my other partner, Matt Crystal. And we are the chiefs here at Elite Marketing Pro, the original and still the most effective attraction marketing training system in the world. We are supported by an amazing team responsible for making this training and system work for you. We also have a team of over a dozen coaches consisting of top network marketers, direct sellers, and online marketers who truly make the educational experience with Elite Marketing Pro truly a coaching and mentorship program with one-on-one support no matter the level of investment any of our members or customers make. And of course, we have a vibrant community of over 100,000 network marketing and direct sales entrepreneurs who have made the decision to take their business into the 21st century and build online. Even at this participation level, we are still not even 0.1% of the entire profession and have many more lives to impact. And that's where the opportunity to create your unfair advantage, your brand, comes into play. The opportunity and playing field is completely wide open since the profession largely is still stuck in the 1990s. Now is the time to create your unfair advantage even before you are a top earner, using social media and, of course, with our help, building your own email list of rabid fans and followers. If you're a customer of Elite Marketing Pro, you've already gotten access to the Attraction Marketing Formula under my product section. Inside the Attraction Marketing Formula, we introduced you to the concept of a funnel. This is an online marketing term for an online strategy specifically designed to turn targeted cold market visitors into prospects and then those prospects into customers or team members for your network marketing business. The building of the online prospect list with your funnel begins with building your brand and your following. Imagine you can email or message these people anytime you want with your marketing message about your business, your products, or anything else you want. And guess what? The people that buy something from you in the same way you bought a product from us covers the basic cost of doing business. That means advertising, websites, travel, tools, memberships, auto ship, etc. And these people who buy also become your highest quality prospects because they've demonstrated a willingness to invest in themselves. As you pour value onto your prospects and customers alike, they will go from simply being a prospect on your email list to a rabid fan and follower of yours. They will not only be on your email list, they will follow you on social media, tune into everything you post on social media, and eventually want to work with you because you are the only person they found who's willing to help them and genuinely cares about their business and about them. Attraction marketing is about building an irresistible brand which commands trust, respect, and positions you as the authority, regardless of your background or where you came from, your education, or experience level. Now, if you haven't read the Attraction Marketing Formula or simply need a refresher, these are the exact steps for building a brand using attraction marketing. First, you need to develop the skills to attract the following. Next, you invest in that following by sharing value and information that genuinely helps them. This part will elevate your brand further and faster than anything else you can do. Third, you monetize your following by offering products, services, or an opportunity. When you have invested in people, that's when they're most likely to invest with you or in you. But check this out. Here's where most people mess this up. We started with going from attracting a following to investing in a following, and then from investing in that following to monetizing that following. Where people drop the ball is here. The best people to invest most of your time with and energy are actually the people that have already invested with you. The people that have taken out their wallet and shown a willingness to invest with you and invest in themselves are your highest quality followers and the people you should pour the most value into. This is the reason top recruiters are almost never the top earners, because they think their business stops when they've recruited somebody. True top earners realize that they have to continue to invest in people who are their customers and who have joined their team, even more so than the people that have not joined their team. That's the key. Now, when it comes to doing this online, we use something called the funnel. What is a funnel? Well, a funnel is a process which takes a perfect stranger and incrementally over time turns them into a high value asset for your business. Here's how it works. A visitor hits your website or your social media profile. The funnel converts that stranger into a lead whom requests more information from you. That lead is then turned into a prospect, meaning somebody who's raised their hand and expressed an interest in your product or an opportunity, even more so than the first time. Then that prospect is turned into a customer, but that's not where the process ends. That customer, through this funnel process, is then turned into a recurring customer, meaning they really like your stuff and want to buy more of it. That recurring customer is then turned into an advocate, somebody who is actively sharing your product and service with others and is a huge raving fan of yours. Now, if we're talking about building a team, a funnel would turn a prospect into a new team member. Then it would take that new team member and turn them into a builder who starts recruiting other people. Then the funnel process would take that builder and develop them into a leader. And that's where your true leverage in network marketing kicks in. A funnel can come in many forms, but essentially what it does is it facilitates the development of people in your business from stranger all the way down to advocate or leader in your organization. Now, the type of funnel I started with 12 years ago still works today, and it goes something like this. First of all, you put out some sort of promotion on social media, like an ad. That ad somebody sees and then clicks on it, and it takes them to a very simple page where they're offered some more information in exchange for their contact information. This is called the lead capture page. They then join your email list. And after that, what they see is a thank you page where they get to learn a little bit about you and what you're about. While they're reading this, they're also receiving a welcome email from you inside their email inbox. On this thank you page, not only are you introducing yourself, but you're making your first offer. You're offering them the opportunity to take a look at something that's relatively low cost that they might be interested based on what they already have requested. And so you offer them some sort of product. Hopefully, if they like what you have, there's a money exchange where they actually pay you. And then there's a thank you page for your customers that welcomes them into whatever it is you just sold them. And guess what? When they do that, they're added to a customer list. This is the most valuable list of your entire funnel. And then, of course, you deliver on what it is they purchase. For you that are watching this video, very likely you follow this process all the way through purchasing and acquiring the Attraction Marketing Formula course or one of our other courses like Social Media Recruiter or the LinkedIn Recruiting Playbook. But funnels are not confined to just websites. If you start looking at your social media activities as a type of funnel, this is what it might look like. First, you got to know that whatever activity is in bold, that means you're performing that activity. So the first activity you're performing, because it's in bold, is you publish valuable content on social media, and maybe there's an invitation to learn more. There's a call to action. That's what CTA means. And it might be a free or paid post that you do. So we focus on sponsored posts, but it can be a free post you post on social media as well. As long as it's valuable, it's cool. Somebody sees that post and they like it and they choose to want to see more of it from you, so they start following you. Then you publish more value, more posts that are interesting and informative to people, and the trust goes up. So now the relationship you have with your followers is steadily rising. Then those followers will engage with you. They'll comment, they'll like it. They might even share your stuff or just simply thank you for sharing something of value to them. Then once this happens a few times, then you want to post an offer. And this offer doesn't have to be something that's a paid offer. It could be just an invitation to download something for free, a free report. And that's where they might enter one of your other funnels, as you will see later. Now, the followers will take action on that offer. And of course, you deliver on that offer, whether it is a free offer or paid offer. Here is the key. The most important step out of this entire social media funnel is the part right here. Publish more value. As long as you're delivering value and posting stuff that's actually interesting and adds value to people's lives, then that trust is going to go up. And so when you actually make an offer, especially if it's an offer for a product that is that requires the exchange of money, or even if it's an offer, an invitation to take a look at your opportunity, you know, the deposits you make in people's lives through the value you put into them will come back to you, you know, that much more. And so this is how funnels work. As you can see, I've introduced you to a couple of types of funnels, and there are other types of funnels that you'll learn about as we develop our relationship inside Elite Marketing Pro. But for now, this is how the process works. But here's what you have to understand. The critical thing to realize, and the whole reason Elite Marketing Pro exists, is that you need to develop new skills to do all this. You put in the work to acquire these skills, and we will teach them to you, and you will reap the rewards. There's a whole lot of people in our profession who are going broke, trying to get rich quick. They are seeking the shortcut to wealth, and the truth is, it simply does not exist. Building any business, including a network marketing business, requires that you develop a professional skill set, and that's exactly what we offer here at Elite Marketing Pro. In the case of online network marketing, there are actually two professional skill sets we need to draw from. First and foremost, the attraction marketing skill sets on the right are what we do better than anyone else in the world, and they can change your life as they did for me. And as you've learned, they can solve the number one problem in network marketing and completely replace old school prospecting and recruiting methods. However, once you start bringing a bunch of people into your organization, know that there is still much value in what your upline and leaders have to teach with regards to developing people, developing leaders, creating culture, creating duplication, etc. Doing attraction marketing does not absolve you from developing network marketing skill sets. It just happens to replace some of the most outdated and ineffective methods still being widely used in network marketing. The truth is that network marketing is an anomaly in the business world. It seems to be always the last profession to innovate, evolve, and take advantage of the latest trends. While most other companies and professions are researching, developing, looking outwards to the competition to stay ahead or current with their business building methods, network marketing leaders and companies tend to do the opposite, which puts you at a distinct disadvantage. That's the gap that Elite Marketing Pro helps close. Albert Einstein was once asked by his colleagues, "Albert, why do you continue to give the same exam questions every single year? Your students are catching on." His response was, "I give the same exact exam questions every single year because the answers keep changing." And that statement rings more true for business than anything else. Business is not static. What works one year won't necessarily work the next year. With Elite Marketing Pro, you are guaranteed to stay current on what is currently working with attraction marketing and bring your business into the 21st century and beyond. However, if that sounds intimidating or hard, don't worry. Over the past 12 years, we've developed a process for taking absolute newbies who barely know how to check their email and turn them into online network marketing badasses. We call this process our Elite Marketing Pro Roadmap. The Elite Marketing Pro Roadmap begins with the training wheels phase, and that's exactly what it sounds like. We don't expect you to know much of anything, and you just focus on one task at a time, and we go from there. In this phase, your only focus is on learning new skills one at a time. The next phase is the Build You Inc. phase. This is actually when you begin the process of building your brand and growing your following. When we say You Inc., we actually mean launch and grow your brand, You Inc. The final phase is something that happens automatically as your brand grows. This part is where top earners are created, but I'll explain this in just a minute. First, as I mentioned earlier, attraction marketing is its own professional skill set. And here are just some of the things you might be asked to master in your online network marketing career. Advertising, targeting, copywriting, images, sales funnels, headlines, lead magnets, copywriting, thank you pages, sales letter, copywriting, webinars, coaching, content creation, blogging, video, I'm out of breath. You get the idea. There is a lot going on, and this can seem pretty overwhelming, am I right? Well, it should seem that way because it's a lot. But the beautiful part about being a part of Elite Marketing Pro and using our system is that in the beginning, we take care of the grand majority of this stuff for you. And that's what I mean by being in the training wheels phase. Look at this picture and answer this question. Does this look like an impressive feat? Just tell me yes or no right now. Yes or no? Obviously, yes. This is Matt Hoffman, and I don't expect you to know who Matt Hoffman is. I barely knew who he was just about a month ago. But he's a BMX legend who innovated and invented many of the maneuvers now performed at the X Games as it relates to, you know, BMX biking. But here's the thing. While Matt Hoffman may be a BMX god today, at some point, he was a little kid who had trouble learning to ride a bike. And very likely, Like you, Matt, at some point when he was a kid, had training wheels on his little bike. And after riding for a bit, perhaps one of his parents took those training wheels off and started showing him how to ride without training wheels. And at first, that parent is helping him hold his balance, then eventually letting him go, and maybe even giving young Matt a little push to send him on his way. This pretty much describes a process we all go through when we learn to ride a bike, am I right? Well, that's exactly what we do here at Elite Marketing Pro in the marketing profession. Then, as Matt has practiced more, or have you practiced more, maybe he learned how to pop a wheelie, his first wheelie. That was maybe his first trick. And then eventually he tried something harder, and then tried something really hard, and eventually, as the story goes, became a pretty incredible bike rider. Like riding a bike, Elite Marketing Pro is designed to take you from the training wheels phase in your business to producing some pretty awesome results in your business with attraction marketing. Your path towards online network marketing mastery using Elite Marketing Pro begins with, first of all, receiving training in both attraction marketing and showing you how successful people approach thinking about their business. Rather than asking you to build your own attraction marketing funnel, instead you start using our proven offers to immediately start attracting and growing your prospect list. And in the process, your prospects are being encouraged to invest in attraction marketing training with Elite Marketing Pro so they can A, get up to speed on attraction marketing and how it works so you don't have to train them, and B, producing a new income stream for yourself using our affiliate program, which will help cover your upfront cost of doing business even before you introduce any of your prospects to your opportunity. In fact, your highest quality prospects will be the people who have demonstrated a willingness to invest in themselves. These are the people you should connect with first if you're using our system. Now, you may be asking how it is you will be attracting these prospects. Well, the first thing we will be teaching you is what, in my opinion, is the number one network marketing skill today. This one skill alone, even if you don't learn how to build a single funnel, can ensure you never run out of prospects or people to talk to ever again. This skill is knowing how to advertise on social media, starting with something you've already seen the biggest names in network marketing doing. It's called a Facebook sponsored post. These posts are similar to curiosity posts you might have learned about through some social media recruiting you've gone through. And it's like a post on your personal profile, except these have the potential of reaching millions of highly targeted prospects who are more likely to be interested in what you have to offer than the fake friends you have on social media, let's be honest. Here's a sponsored post put together by one of our students, which has been seen by over 500,000 people and responsible for generating an interested prospect list of over 8,679 leads and has earned commissions of over 67,000 for this particular member of our community. Now, Emma Jones here, who's one of our students, you must know, dedicated herself to mastering this skill, and after much hard work, it is now paying off. This wasn't her first post, it wasn't her first try, but obviously she dedicated herself. Now, her results are truly exceptional, not typical, and I'm not guaranteeing that this is going to happen for you. But what I hope to demonstrate is the power and potential that exists in leveraging social media through sponsored posts in lieu of the outdated, inefficient, and soul-sucking strategies taught by old-school network marketers. Here's what we're going to be teaching you to do. First, we're going to show you how to target to ensure that only the most targeted and interested potential prospects see your post. Next, we're going to show you how to write these posts, which we refer to as ad copy. That's the writing that goes into these posts. Next, we're going to show you how to select the best images to use in these posts. Your job will be to engage with these people. And so whenever they comment, like, share, or request more information, as you can see in Emma's post, she has hundreds of people sharing and commenting on her post and has thousands of prospects who have liked her post. And as you can also see, she's actively engaging with all these potential prospects. When they engage with your post or go to the Elite Marketing Pro system to request more information, your job is simple. Talk to them, message with them, see how you can service them. It's actually really simple. And with just this step, we've just solved the two biggest problems in network marketing. First, I have no prospects to talk to. Second, I have no money and spending more than I make. Solved and solved. Our affiliate program and our training system allows you to get training and earn money from the highest quality prospects even before they join the opportunity or even before they're ready to join you. That's okay. They can take their time because you're still earning money up front. Now, targeting and finding the highest quality prospects is actually not that difficult. But unfortunately, almost everyone in network marketing does this all wrong and backwards. If we were to break up every potential prospect in the world into four groups, here's what it would look like. First, in traditional network marketing, you are taught to go after everybody, which is the least effective way to target. This is the number one reason network marketers fail in their businesses. They are going after the wrong people. Now let's talk about some groups who might be a little more targeted, but as you can see, still not cutting the mustard. Next, we have info seekers. These are people who might be looking for a way to make some extra money, but might not necessarily be looking for a business. They are somewhat targeted at best, but they're not entrepreneurial minded. Maybe they're looking for a job, who knows? Next, we have BizOps seekers. These are people who might be looking for a business opportunity like network marketing, direct selling, or some other online program to help them make some extra money. These guys are more targeted, but they are not yet entrepreneurs and have yet to demonstrate a willingness to invest in themselves. On top of that, it is very difficult to target this group on social media, particularly Facebook, because directly promoting business opportunities on Facebook is frowned upon and actually can get you in trouble with Facebook. So we have to go around. We can't directly be promoting a business opportunity, which makes going after this third group of people much harder. The last group, in my opinion, is the best group of prospects you can attract. These are biz op buyers. These are people that have or have in the past already joined a business opportunity like network marketing. Some of these folks might be active and loving their company, and that's totally cool. However, a lot of these folks actually, might not be involved in anything because their last company didn't work out, or they might actually be involved in something but looking for something else because for whatever reason, where they're at is simply not working out. Here's the reason I think the best type of prospect list to create and the best type of followers you can attract are network marketers. Network marketers have bought into network marketing and shown a willingness to invest in an opportunity, so you don't have to convince them that network marketing is a good thing. They believe in the network marketing business model. They will never ask you, is this a pyramid scheme or any type of stupid questions. They already know the answer and they've already fully bought into the business model. They have been trained or actively being trained in network marketing skill sets, so you're not starting from zero if one of these people joins your team. And finally, they are actively investing in tools, books, training, and courses, so they obviously see the value of investing in themselves as network marketing professionals, and also they're investing in personal development. These are the highest quality potential prospects. And I want to emphasize the word potential here, because the idea here is not to poach people or convince people that your opportunity is better than theirs. Not at all. Not how it works. Here's how it works with working with your prospects if you're attracting network marketers. In the beginning, as you start using our system and training to attract network marketers to you, you're going to talk to them and sort them into three categories. First, you will have people who love what they're doing. They love their company. All they want to do is grow their company. Perfect. You support them in that. You encourage them to commit further in that company and that business and share with them the training opportunity that exists with Elite Marketing Pro products, our membership, and encourage them to connect with our Elite Marketing Pro Ignition Coach. This is how you leverage our affiliate system to earn income even before people are interested in your opportunity, or maybe you haven't found somebody yet. No problem. Regardless of where they're at or what they want to do, you're going to earn money no matter what. Second, you will have people who are not happy where they're currently at. They're not happy with their current opportunity and are a little frustrated. Here's a tricky situation. Most network marketers, when confronted with this scenario, would try to recruit them into their opportunity and take advantage of that vulnerable situation. And that might work. However, I would recommend that you actually encourage them to stick with their current business and share with them the training opportunity available with Elite Marketing Pro and see if you can help them turn their business around. What this will do is demonstrate that to this prospect that you actually care about them and helping them in their business and helping them with their problems, and you're just not out to recruit anybody and you're not trying to poach them for what they're currently at. That creates trust, it builds rapport, and it could be so powerful, because if they do end up leaving their company, if it absolutely does not work out, the first person they will think about and talk to when checking out a new business will be you. And on the plus side, they will have gotten trained in attraction marketing by this time as well. The third and hottest group you will sort people into as you talk to your prospects are people that are not currently involved in anything, but are open to something new. These are people you not only should invite to take a look at your business, but I'd recommend also inviting them to learn about attraction marketing through Elite Marketing Pro. As you can see here, the goal with building a following and a prospect list of network marketers is not to poach, but to be connected with the highest quality prospects in the world so that when they are ready to make a move, you are the person they consult with and reach out to first. This strategy has worked since I discovered it back in 2006. It works even better today in a social media world. Network marketing is a profession constantly in flux, with network marketers and leaders moving companies, coming in and out of the industry, companies going out of business, someone feeling a need to just move on from where they're currently at for whatever reason. And the sheer massiveness of this profession, with over 100 million people in the world involved in network marketing, ensures there will always be plenty of people to attract, with attraction marketers like us making up less than 0.1% of the profession. And what that simply means is there's still a massive opportunity for those of us who choose to adapt and move into the 21st century. Now, if you've mastered the training wheels phase, it simply won't be good enough to have a bunch of people to talk to using our system. Pretty soon, you're gonna wanna transition to building and growing your own following. This is part of the You Inc. phase. This is where we'll guide you on how to start building your own funnel. You start building your own email list, and you'll have the results to back up your brand from having used our system. And you'll learn how to start providing value to others using what we teach you. And you'll be strategically inviting people from that following to start applying to work with you. Before, in the training wheels phase, you were just simply talking to people and seeing if there was a match or not, going through that sorting process. Now, as you build your brand and you start messaging to that entire following, you make a broadcast invite to those people once or twice a month, and they might come to work with you. So here's how that works. Remember what a brand is? A brand is a multiple of your following, your reputation, your results, and your investment in that following. Little by little, each of these pillars will grow, and so will the power and influence of your brand. Here's some guidelines for how you might invite people from the following you're creating to come work with you. First, you gotta realize that an invitation to work with you should be a special occasion or a special opportunity. You wanna focus 80% of your overall efforts with your following on providing value, but making offers is also part of the game. You make offers for your products and of course your opportunity. These invites can be placed in PSs of emails you broadcast to your email list. And once or twice a month, you may promote a webinar or a web class or some sort of online event with an invitation for people to learn more about your opportunity and how they might actually be able to work with you or how they might qualify to work with you. These are the interested who raise their hand, and those who don't raise their hand don't show up on the webinar and no one's offended. And on your website, when you set that up in a few months with our help, might also have a work with me tab so that anytime somebody wants to learn more about the opportunity to work with you, there's always a place for them to go to click on and apply to work with you. However you get them interested, we'll be showing you how to use something we call a consultation funnel to qualify people and process those applications to work with you. The script has been flipped here. Instead of you chasing people or going after friends or family or strangers, people are applying to work with you. That's the power of attraction marketing. In the beginning, you will probably want to be using your company's tools and processes to qualify and enroll new team members. However, if those tools prove ineffective, don't worry. The marketing skills you'll be learning from us will help you develop your own tools to maximize your conversion into your business. Now, the next phase, phase three of your roadmap, is called the land the whales. And this is something that happens organically. As you start growing your following on social media and your email list grows and your brand skills and results grow, your following will become more rabid. The quality of your prospects will rise and the influencers will start being drawn to you. And you're gonna find that all of a sudden 6- and 7-figure earners will be reaching out to you. And at first, it might be because they're seeking some advice on how to grow their business, but eventually for some of these top earners, they may be in need of a new home. Something may not be right with their current company or upline for whatever reason. And since you have the skills of a modern network marketer, and if they've been following you for a while, you could be the first call they make when they're ready to go find a new home. This is where your business growth can really take off and be propelled by the skills, influence, and commitment of just a few top earners that you've recruited into your organization. In fact, you didn't recruit them. They raised their hand. They reached out. They recruited themselves. To share with you what's possible, I'd like to now share with you 3 case studies of how this has happened for some of our students. However, these results are not even remotely typical, and we do not guarantee that you will get these results. But then again, not everyone is willing to put in the study, effort, and commitment that these 3 individuals did. First, here's a 2-year case study from our friend Brandy Shaver. Brandy lives in a rural town in Utah and literally didn't have enough people around her to recruit into her network marketing business. She tried to go outside of her town, drive hours to meet people, and managed to recruit a few people. The problem is, none of them were willing to do the same work that Brandy was willing to do. And with the goal of retiring her husband from working at a coal mine, Brandy started with us 2 years ago after years of frustration in network marketing, and she had zero technical skills but was highly motivated. She was not on social media and she barely knew how to check her email. So she's already starting from pretty much zero relative to most people that are online. Over the past 2 years of working with Brandy, she's managed to build a prospect list of over 20,000 followers via email and another 19,000 plus followers on social media. She has enrolled 133 people into her network marketing business and has personally sponsored 2 six-figure earners and 1 seven-figure earner into her organization already. What you see here is one of the sponsored posts that she used to produce these results. This is the reason we start you off with using these sponsored posts. They are highly effective, and as you can see, you can actually see the engagement that Brandy has with over 1,700 shares of this post, over 3,000 comments, over 8,000 likes. Truly awesome, truly amazing. I'm so proud of Brandy. Here's another case study. Shortly after Brandy got started, a couple by the name of Whit and Carrie Hyam also joined our VIP program. And Whit and Carrie, after years of failure in network marketing, were living in Whit's parents' basement with 2 babies to care for and not enough money to buy food or diapers. Whit took a delivery job for Pepsi to survive and make ends meet. They also made a commitment to learn attraction marketing at the same time. In the past 2 years, having to overcome some insurmountable odds, they've built an email list of over 20,000 followers, a social media following of almost 19,000 followers, have personally sponsored 67 people into their business, and have personally sponsored 4 six-figure earners into their company. By the way, did I mention that Whit and Carrie's upline is actually Brandy Shaver, our last case study? She's the one that actually shared Elite Marketing Pro with Whit and Carrie 2 years ago. Is that freaking awesome or what? The impact that you are making in people's lives is not just about your business, it's about how you can help others. By you introducing attraction marketing to the people you know are struggling in network marketing, you're helping others change their lives as well. Pretty freaking awesome. Our last case study here, it's a 12-month case study, and it's truly of one of the most remarkable women I've ever met. Julie Burke was somebody who had built a multiple six-figure business in network marketing and had worked for a full year trying to brand herself online with very limited results after having built her business through a lot of trial and error. At that point, Julie started working with us, and over the course of 1 year, Julie went from an email list of 2,000 followers to over 50,000 email subscribers and a social media following that went from 2,000 to 53,000 followers. And in the middle of us helping her grow her brand, she had a serious disagreement with how her company was doing business and decided to resign and walk away from a multiple six-figure income. Fortunately, Julie was wise enough to have built her brand with us, and 6 months ago, Julie decided to build a team again with a new company, but this time, for the first time ever, she was going to leverage the brand that she had created. 6 months into her new company, having started 6 months from the time of this recording, Julie has completely rebuilt and surpassed her previous annual income. She currently enrolls about 25 people per month into her business and completely passively has sponsored 10 top earners into her company, including 6 six-figure earners and 4 seven-figure earners, without recruiting at all from her old team. These results would not have been possible if Julie had not had the courage to grow her brand and grow a following. It became the ultimate insurance policy against an antagonistic upline and company, and it paid off big time. She was not held hostage by terms or a situation that she did not agree with. Now, hopefully the company you're in, you'll be with forever. And I truly hope that that's the case, but you never know what will happen. And your brand, your following is something you completely control and own and is truly the ultimate insurance policy against anything else happening. Okay, so that concludes our overview of attraction marketing and the impact that it's had on so many of our students' lives. What you want to do right now is get in touch with your coach, schedule your next call if it's not done so already, and let them know that you've watched this video and you're ready for your next step. We will see you inside our community. Talk soon.